Well, from the Farm Progress Show, I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It's a Thursday morning. It's the third day of September. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Thank you for being along with us this morning. Last day of the Farm Progress Show on our way to about 92 degrees in East Central Illinois and Central Illinois with a 5 to 9 mile an hour wind. Feels really pretty good out here. Thursday, usually a fairly light day, but quite a few people on the grounds this morning. If you have the opportunity, do come out and visit us. If you've not been to a Farm Progress Show and you can get out, the gates close at 4, so off the grounds by 4, an hour earlier today, but you should come and take a look at this show. It is the largest outdoor farm machinery in the United States. Please do come by and visit with us. We're on where? At the corner of 3rd Street and West Avenue, just inside the main gate. Hang a right, you'll be with us in about a minute. It only takes that long to walk to our tent. Let's take a look at what some of the numbers are trading like in Chicago at this hour. Futures in the corn bid are down 2 cents. They're at 352. December, two lower as well at 365 and a half, and the March at 377, a penny and three quarters lower. May contract in the corn pit down 2 cents, July down three quarters, and next year's December a penny lower at 390 and three quarters. Soy complex is up 5 cents in the nearby contract at $8.88 and three quarters. November at 879 and a half, up five and a half, and January futures up a nickel at $8.83. July futures 887 and a quarter, they're up 3. November up 2 cents at 869 and a quarter. Bean meal up a dollar. Bean oil is 44 cents higher. Chicago soft red winter wheat down 5 to 7 cents. July is trading down 5.5 at 490 and three quarters. And the hard red in the July down 3 and a quarter cents at 504 and a half. Live cattle futures are up at 92 and a half cents at $142.15. Feeder cattle are at 202.70, $1.95 higher. And lean hogs for the morning are down 45 cents. They're trading at 69.32 and a half. On the phone line this morning from Waco, Texas, is Dan Zwicker of Zwicker Consulting. Good morning to you, Dan. Thanks for joining us from the great state of Texas.
Good morning, Todd.
You have been watching. Well, go ahead.
No, I just welcome to the Farm Progress Show. I'm sorry I was unable to make it this year. Hopefully I'll be at Iowa next year.
Well, yeah, it would be really fun. You know what would be fun is if I was at Iowa next year, too. We'll see whether we can work that out. That would be a lot of fun. I enjoy doing the shows. I like to have you here. Glad to have you on the radio this morning. We're a week and a half away from USDA's next crop production report. That's Friday, September the 11th. Things could change. What do you see in that report? What do you hear from early harvest of corn, whether that be in Texas, but mostly in the Midwest?
Well, Texas, we've been done with harvest for a long time, and we had a good crop down here, but we really don't count. I mean, the states that count are Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, and Ohio, and Nebraska. And I haven't heard specific yields yet. The only thing I'm hearing is people are finding smaller kernels, light pest weight on some of this corn that matured early. And I guess the question is how widespread that is, and will USDA pick that up in their September report as far as ear weights go? I did listen to the interview you had yesterday with the Illinois statistician, and he did say that they are weighing ears this time around. So, and I think they used I think in some areas they use an above average ear weight on the August crop report. I'm not too sure they publicly have said that, and I'm not too sure I could probably confirm that, but that's what some of the chatter that I picked up in the trade, that they were using a little bit above average ear weight. So I guess we'll have to see what happens next Friday. There still could be room for some acreage changes. If you looked at the FSA number that came out in September, I don't know if USDA is going to have a chance to kind of peek at their September report before the crop report or not. That September FSA report won't be released until after next week's crop report, but there could be some changes there, or they just may off until October and do them all at one time.
Where do we stand in your cycles at this point? You earlier in the year, along with a few other of our analysts, Golke in particular, were feeling like this market had turned. It was ready to go higher. Sometimes those don't work out. This is one of those times it pauses. Do you think we have opportunities left?
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, I think what we're doing in the marketplace today or over the past couple of weeks is we're going to see whether or not that August low on corn is going to hold or not. I guess Informa Economics is out at 10:30 with their estimate. We've seen the SC Stone estimate. I guess we'll see if we get through the Informa number without any move to the downside. But corn has, the biggest problem we have in corn right now is there's just no export demand. And that shows up again in this week's report. Whereas soybeans, I think, surprised everybody and had a good week of export sales number and then a bunch of sale announcements to unknowns that will be included in next week's report. So all this worry about soybean demand does look like it's maybe picked up a little bit anyway, at least definitely clearly more interest in soybeans than corn and wheat at this point.
What is the weakest of the commodities, in your opinion, at this time?
Well, I kind of think soybeans is the weakest in the long run. But in the short run, corn could be because of harvest. I think this week, or let's say next week, is going to be real critical of whether or not we're going to follow a normal seasonal tendency of being down during the month of September, or if September might begin to start trading counter-seasonally higher. And I think that'll probably depend upon what kind of yield reports we get from the early fields, whether that's going to solidify these 165 bushel plus national average yield, or if it's not. September is just one of those months. It's just real hard to get a rally going. And this, at least the first few days here, September seems to be the case again this year. But we may be in a little different year because of we had such a bearish August. We might begin to kind of flatten out and we kind of go from there. But I think next week's going to be real important of what we hear that's on the ground. And then, of course, what USDA issues on Friday morning, I guess.
And I suppose next week will be important. Not only will we get the numbers from USDA, but next week, certainly, given what the crop has done this week, turned very quickly with the heat, the the heat and the higher temperatures this week have really turned the crop a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned this in the Logan County area. But once you get into east central Illinois, now things have begun to dry down. I think this is going to turn into a pretty quick harvest season unless something slows it down much more quickly than I expect at this time, I suppose. Dan, thanks so much for being with us. I really look forward to talking to you each week.
Thank you.
Dan Zwicker is with Zwicker Consulting. He is out of Waco, Texas. Joins us on this Thursday morning edition of the Mid-Morning Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're coming to you live today from the Farm Progress Show in Decatur. It's the last day of the show, the largest farm show in the United States. If you've not ever been, today would be a good day to come and visit us. And if you come right now or if you're on your way in, come to the U of Y tent for the next hour from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Orion Samuelson, the Dean of Farm Broadcasters, will take the stage and he'll direct a conversation about agriculture. I'll be on, of course, this afternoon, the same stage, with the closing market report. It's really good to have you here on Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. A quick look at some of the outside markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now at 16,487. It's up 157 points. U.S. dollar is up 0.631 at 96.475, and gold futures for the day are down $7.10. They're trading at $1,100 and $26 for a troy ounce. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Find us online at will.illinois.edu.